I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Let's go. Let's go. Championship weekend. We got football cards to discuss. Andy. Oh, my goodness. Matthew Stafford almost gifted Tom Brady another opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. But it was a crazy weekend. Obviously, we got to get to some release dates that are coming out. I am starting to see something, Andy, before we actually get into, you know, what actually happened over the past weekend. As far as just football cards are related, starting to see a lot of Donruss being left on retail shelves, right? It's very interesting. I saw like 30 hangers just sitting there, right? So it seems as if people aren't just going in and just buying like every retail box. And I've seen this with other sports as well. I've seen a lot of baseball left on the shelves. I've seen some basketball mosaic left on shelves for over a week at two different retail locations. So the first thing I want to touch on today, Andy, it seems as if maybe the football card market is getting smarter. Now, here's the thing. Football mosaic I haven't seen on a retail shelf just yet, so we'll see how people react to that. But just your initial reaction to how people have been buying wax. I'm very interested to know what you have to say about that.
Yeah, man, I'm actually surprised. You got me wanting to go up to Target and Walmart, see if I can find any base Donruss, because, you know, with the release dates being pushed back, that means like these rated rookies from 2021 should continue to appreciate,
right,
at least in the short term, you know, building into the draft. But I do agree with you. I think the hobby is getting smarter. I think that we're tending to, you know, target specific singles of the guys that we like to collect and invest in. And I'm glad to see this market correction on sealed wax. And we also know that like the 2021 quarterback class so far has not been as strong as 2020. And that's a lot of what drives it as well, as well as the skill positions from 2020. You know, they seem to overall, there was more of them, like elite 2020 players. So I like to see this market correction, man, because this is how the kids get in the hobby. They go to Walmart, Target. Who doesn't love to go to Walmart, Target and see a pack of football cards that are relevant on the shelf that you can get? I mean, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, and once again, it's just anecdotal evidence, but it does look, you know, better. Now, once again, we'll see how things pan out, but I do think the rookie quarterback class has a lot to do with it. And here's my major takeaway, Andy, from this past weekend, okay? It's not so much the quarterbacks that won, right? We saw Josh Allen hit another level, right? You will never be viewed the same way again after this past weekend. And believe it or not, you did say a few months ago that it was smart to buy the Mahomes dip. And I don't know if you actually did. Did you actually shell out the money? Because I know you went through an existential crisis. You shaved your full beard. You're cleanly shaven for the first time in your life. You just couldn't deal with yourself after Tampa Bay losing the way that they did. So I'm curious, because normally me and you, we don't drop the big money on, you know, just raw base stuff. But we were talking about it, and you said, Andy, that was a play that you were looking into.
I absolutely was. There was several auctions that I was trying to snipe back in October, November, Patrick Mahomes. And I ended up pivoting and investing in several skill position player rookie cards, only to kind of regret that decision, because there were several auctions where I was trying to get the Mahomes for 100, the rated rookie, and it went up to 150, and I backed off and pivoted and, you know, bought a few different like autograph skill position player cards, you know, for that same money. But I wish I would have just ponied up and paid the 150, because those cards are back up to $250, $300 now, right, at Raw, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, that was a great opportunity. I hope people out there took my advice and bought that dip on them.
Cause it's never, I don't think it's ever going to do that again after this weekend, right? I think this is one of those games where you'll just remember where you were when you watched it, right? Wow. It was just such a legendary performance. And I do think that that matters in cards, right? Because part of cards are nostalgia, right? And part of what made Brady Brady was Peyton Manning and vice versa. So now you have that same thing with Mahomes and Allen. But what's really fascinating about it, Andy, is there's still that Joe Burrow guy out there, right? And I know we talk about him so much, and I don't, because I do LSU football full time, because that's what I do for a YouTube channel. I don't want this card thing to be all about Joe Burrow, but he is the story right now in the football card hobby. I mean, you sold your base Burrows. I'm holding on to him just because I can't let go of it. It's just too much bias, even though probably should sell some of the base stuff that I have. But Andy, he is probably the hottest player right now in the card market.
Absolutely, because you take into account the amount of variety and the amount of rookie cards printed for him in 2020. I mean, his sales volume is through the roof compared to anybody else in the football card hobby right now. He's absolutely on fire, man. And so, you know, it's part of a new era. You know, Joe Burrow's clean shaven. You know, he's part of the new face of the NFL. So this is part of me starting the new era as well. You know, we got big rumors swirling now that Brady may retire. Seriously consider it. Rodgers is up in the air. There's some fascinating storylines, but you got these new guys that are becoming the new face of the NFL between, like you talked about, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. That kind of ease the pain of that afternoon game where the Bucks lost, and what just the absolutely emotional roller coaster of a day. But yeah, man, Joe Burrow is absolutely lit right now. His rookie cards, I will tell you this, what's interesting, his rookie card values right now on like his base prism and his rated rookies are now selling routinely higher than Justin Herbert.
Interesting. So this is my big takeaway, right? It's not the quarterbacks that made it this far. It's the ones that didn't, okay? And what I want everyone to do, wherever they're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on a podcast, this isn't going to be, you know, what I'm about to say, some detailed price thing, right? If you can get a card at a good price, buy it. But you have to ask yourself this question. Do you see Trevor Lawrence entering this elite category of quarterbacks? Do you see Mac Jones entering this elite group of quarterbacks? We saw Mac Jones get absolutely blown out of the water by the Buffalo Bills. And I know those two are just rookies. Do you see Justin Fields and those guys down the road? Andy, I don't know. I don't know if those guys would ever enter that ether of greatness. I just don't. I think it's going to be harder for another quarterback to enter what you would like to call the elite QBs, right? And you look at guys like Lamar Jackson differently after this weekend. Do you think Lamar Jackson is someone that can actually get to a Super Bowl and win it? Because the one guy I want everyone to focus in on is Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers has still only been to one Super Bowl. Won it, right? And the guy he beat, that was his third Super Bowl, which is Ben Roethlisberger, right? And those things really matter. They really do. That's why Tom Brady, that's why his prices go up so much, because he is so clearly the GOAT. As far as whoever that number two guy is, right now, out of the modern quarterbacks, you would probably have to say Patrick Mahomes, right, is the number two GOAT, more than Drew Brees, more than Aaron Rodgers. So it's a very fascinating thing. I still have him behind Manning for sure, but it's very interesting now that Rodgers is lost, and now that we've seen, Andy, all these other elite quarterbacks take their teams to the next level, you also have to understand this. If Mahomes and Allen are playing the way that they're playing, it becomes infinitely harder to beat them down the road. So I would think twice about buying a really expensive Dak, a really expensive Lamar, because it's going to be so hard for them to even make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's going to be so hard, man. I it's hard for me to imagine anybody else besides maybe Tom Brady doing what Patrick Mahomes did there when they left him 13 seconds left in that game. And then the coin flip, man. And that was rough to see Josh Allen play that damn good,
right,
and still lose that game, man. But then on the other hand, you got guys like Aaron Rodgers lost, and Jimmy Garoppolo had what, like 130 passing yards and zero touchdowns. Like, and they won that game. I mean, I'm looking at Deebo Samuel rookie card sales. I mean, this guy has hit all new highs, and is seeing his best sales and best sales volume. It's pretty wild, man. His field level silvers and his prism silvers are getting up to now close to $100. Based on how well he's playing.
Yeah, and this is going to be my next question, Andy. The thing that we've always pushed for so long are skill position guys, right? And, you know, for a long time, Tom Brady won a lot of Super Bowls where his best skill guy was obviously Gronk. But outside of Gronk, you know, he had guys like Deion Branch. He would win a lot of these Super Bowls with, you know, Julian Edelman, who was a fine receiver, but not, you know, a Jamar Chase level talent. This year, I mean, the Final Four has some of the most skill position talent I can remember, right? With Deebo Samuel, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Odell, Cooper Kupp, and the list goes on and on. It's interesting, Andy. I think with the rise of fantasy football, and this is huge, right? Underdog doing these over-unders, DraftKings doing these over-unders, and we're starting to see prop bets becoming a real thing. I can easily see people talking themselves into buying more skill position guys, especially with the star power we're going to see this weekend.
It's happening. It's happening, Carter. Let's take Gabriel Davis as an example.
Yeah.
Because we talk about in-game hype, and Gabriel Davis off the arm of Josh Allen went nuclear Sunday night with the four touchdowns. And I'm looking at Gabriel Davis having three one-of-one sales on Sunday night, plus three more transactions Sunday night that were all over $1,000 for his cards. His sales volume eclipsed 1,000 rookie card sales on Sunday night. I mean, I was watching the game, and I went to my eBay listings to see what kind of Gabriel Davis cards I had listed, because I knew I had quite a few. I've been talking about them for a long time, and I increased my price, and look, I doubled my price on them. There wasn't anything too crazy. I had some prism silvers and some mosaic short print reactive cards and stuff, and I doubled my price on them, and then boom, they sold like almost instantly. And I'm glad I went on there and doubled them, because people were going wild for his cards on Sunday night.
I would sell him right now, but there's also a piece of me, Andy. He was just dominant, right? Yeah. When they really needed it, 4th and 14, he had the Allen Iverson ankle breaker move on that DB, where the DB's ankles legit turned to powder. I don't think I've ever seen a route that filthy in that big of a moment where you make a guy fall down like that. That was just so unbelievable. So I'm starting to talk myself into him potentially taking the next step. Right. So it's very interesting. He was flat out phenomenal. So I would still sell him, though, because that he's never going to have a game as big as that one. But
yeah, it's kind of like the Chase Claypool phenomenon we saw in 2020 when he was a rookie and he had a four touchdown game with Ben Roethlisberger. but he has not seen that type of performance since then. It was a very specific game script scenario, and it happened. So he did see a lifetime increase in his cards, but they significantly spiked at the time, and then they've come back down to a normal level. So I think it's smart to sell on these four touchdowns, sell on that ankle breaker, epic juke move right now. Unless he's part of your PC or something like that. Obviously, your Bills fans, part of your PC. Obviously, he's got a lot of time left. I think we will see a permanent like lifetime increase because now he's going to have that kind of expectation somewhat baked in there, especially going into next season. Like, we're going to be expecting to see some more of that. A lot of people are anyways. It's a smart move.
And it helped out that this guy wasn't playing.
Oh, yeah, man. That's it. They kept talking about it. Yeah, he got hurt.
So he got hurt early in the game. And, Josh Allen still would have tore Kansas City secondary up. He was playing so well, it wouldn't have mattered if Tyrann Mathieu was on the field. It just wouldn't have been as bad. Right. It would have been better. And the same thing is true. You know, Tre'Davious White didn't play for Buffalo because he's been out. Just shouting out to LSU guys that weren't there. But still, Mahomes and Allen were just nothing short of incredible. Now, Andy, this would be my next question for you. Right. We always tell people to zig when everyone else zags. Right. And I know that a lot of our listeners of this podcast, a lot of people that watch your channel, are going to eBay to buy who is currently in the playoffs. But here's something that's really fascinating. You should always look for the lower hyped guys that you believe in, guys that aren't in the playoffs, guys that everyone isn't rushing to the computer to buy or even sell. Who are some guys that this kind of ties in with play of the week. Who are some guys that you're keeping an eye on for this during this low buzz period?
Well, I like to look at the guys that had the most amount of receiving yards and air yards in 2021, but the fewest amount of touchdowns. And some guys that have been plagued by injuries. So like I'm continuously keeping my eye on Chris Godwin. Okay. He's also, he may be on a new team in 2022. Don't know. Also, always keeping my eye on guys like DJ Moore, in terms of skill position, athletic ability. Those are a couple guys right there. You could put CeeDee Lamb in that category as well after the way he just finished his season. You know, those are some guys right there that, not very much hype right now in the big scheme of things.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is someone else that I'm looking at just because of how he lost. I think a lot of people aren't going to be as high on him. You know, there was a lot of eyeballs in that game, Andy. It was Tampa Bay, right? You know, Brady draws the biggest eyeball. So, it's just such a bad performance from Hurts. I think the Eagles, you know, especially with this QB draft class, they're going to double down on him. Also, I'm going to throw it out there again, right? A lot of people watched these games and they saw that Ryan Tannehill wasn't good enough to win you a big game, right? So I do think some teams are going to rethink their pursuit of Deshaun Watson because I think a lot of teams are going to say, look, we need to have one of these guys that can out-duel a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes. And while Deshaun Watson isn't as good as those two guys, he's close when he's fully healthy and ready to go. Now, once again, there's plenty of legal issues. I'm not even sure if he's ever going to play again, but if he wanted to take a risk, it is something very interesting if you really wanted to zig when everyone else zagged. Another guy I'm looking into, Andy, is Michael Thomas. I'm wearing my Michael Thomas shirt today. Now, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I don't know fully healthy. I don't know what's going to transpire. Obviously the quarterback situation is going to be very interesting, but Michael Thomas was a historically great wide receiver before he got hurt. Now he did lose 2 years of prime. He will be 28 years of age, which seems to be a year where some receivers will fall off like an Allen Robinson, or some receivers will have their career season like a Cooper Kupp. So that's someone else that I'm kind of eyeing right now, partially because I am a little Michael Thomas fan, but still, we shall see what happens there. Now, Andy, hobby tip of the week. I'm going to let you take the floor on this because you always have the best tips.
Hobby tip of the week. Let's talk a little bit about organization strategy. I'm not going to like move, but they basically sell these cardboard boxes that have these vertical dividers in them, right?
This was going to be mine. This was going to be yours.
Oh, I'm stealing.
No.
I'm this stealing, is great. You and that, I just talked great. About this.
That's great. I love it. Right
So they got the vertical dividers in it. The challenging thing is when you've got cards and top loaders or penny sleeves in them, the most difficult part is them falling down and falling flat in there and then getting jammed up with all the other cards. So what you do is you line the aisles of your organization box with a stretch of a strip of duct tape, you know, sticky side down, of course. You know, you stick that duct tape in there in the bottom, and that will give a little bit of grip, like a grippy phone case. Give your cards, your top loaders, your penny sleeves a little bit of grip to keep them held upright so you don't deal with that.
Right. I'm trying to get this set up right here, but keep going, Andy.
And so, then you know, what I like to do is cut out some pieces of paper and write the names on them. You know, it's the kind of thing that my dad and I used to do as a kid. And we, you know, we'd write out the name of the player and we'd have it separated by player with the cards in between.
There you go. So it is very important to do this. I actually did it yesterday, right? So all you do is that right there. Let me see if I can get
this. Yep. There you go. Almost there.
There you go.
There you go. Right there. Yeah. You see how he's lined the bottom of that that box with the duct tape? That's going to help so much in keeping those cards standing upright. One more little tip I would say. When you're listing your cards, you know, some people use these little, right? When you're sending your cards in to get graded or you're listing your cards, some people use these little sticky notes here on the top of them like that to kind of to cue you that you've listed this. So I've been listing so many cards lately, past few weeks. What I've been doing is putting mine with a little piece of painter's tape over the, you know, which is how I send it out anyways. So what I'm doing, this is how I know I've listed it. I've got a piece of painter's tape around the top loaders for the cards. This is in a lot. This one here, for example, is in a lot. But this just signals me to know I've already listed it, so I don't mess with it. I don't do anything with it.
Exactly. So those are just some of my cheap PC cards right there. That was a game changer for me, right? It's simple. Just put the duct tape at the bottom of the aisles, right? That is a real game changer. My hobby tip of the week, and this is once again just so important, right? Be kind. Just be kind to other people, right? It's harder to sell a card than it is to buy a card. Always remember that. That's especially if you're wanting to get into the investing and the flipping side of things. It's always harder to do that. Keep that in mind, okay? You can always go buy a card, right? You know your bank account. You know what you can spend. That's a game changer right there. Andy, this was fun, man. I'm trying to talk myself into Joe Burrow actually winning this next weekend. Obviously, I'll be rooting for him. But there's also a piece of me that's rooting for the Chiefs because Tyrann Mathieu is my PC, and I don't know what his future holds after this. And I would love, you know, Tyrann to get another Super Bowl, which obviously helps out his Hall of Fame candidacy. So really quickly, who are your picks for this weekend?
If Joe Burrow wins this weekend against the Chiefs, there's not going to be any of his rookie cards left.
Right.
They're going to be gone, man. Man, it's going to be tough. I know their defense is looking better. Defense is playing better, right? But this is going to be so hard after, especially after watching what KC just did to Buffalo in the final hour. So, I mean, the realist in me says Kansas City beats Cincinnati. But I want to see Joe Burrow go to the Super Bowl against Matt Stafford. I definitely think the Rams are not going to be beat by the 49ers. I think the Jimmy G playoff run stops here. And I think that it's, you know, I hope for Trey Lance's sake and everybody out there that owns Trey Lance that this is a Jimmy G kind of meltdown a game. But I think the Rams beat the 49ers for sure. And I definitely, I don't know about the KC. I'd like to see Cincinnati win, but I think KC will win.
I'm with you on both picks, baby. KC and the Rams. Andy, remember, everyone, patreon.com/footballcards is where you could find us. And as always, take a look at those eBay auctions that end during the day. So during your lunch break, if you're targeting a player, just go search that player's name, take a look at the auctions ending soonest, and you'll never know what kind of steals you can get for people that continue to do that very thing. Talk to you next week, baby.
Happens every week, man. Happens every week.
Peace, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Get it done, Joey B.
Let's go.